What a great idea. Why don't we read together? Shall we? The greatest lie on earth proved that our world is not a spinning globe. Let's just see what the first page says. The most universally accepted deceit today is the ingrained teaching that the earth is a globe spinning at the speed of approximately 1,000 miles per hour at the equator, while at the same time orbiting the sun at approximately 66,600 miles per hour. While the earth is orbiting and spinning, the sun in turn is supposed to be hurtling through the Milky Way galaxy at approximately 500,000 miles per hour, so half a million miles per hour. What most people are not told is that all of this spinning, orbiting, and speeding through space has never been proven. Indeed, those hypotheses, movements, and speeds are completely made up. In fact, every scientific experiment that has ever been performed to determine the motion of the Earth has proven that the Earth is completely stationary. Yet, scientific textbooks ignore the scientific proof that contradicts the myth of an orbiting and spinning Earth. You want to know what's really messed up? They teach that the inside of the Earth is just an inner core, an outer core, a mantle, and a crust, right? We all learn this. Children are learning this. Everybody has learned this. They have videos for children for it. It's in textbooks. It's everywhere that we know what's on the inside of the Earth as a fact. But did you know that the farthest we've ever dug into Earth is 8 miles? Humans have drilled over 12 kilometers, which is equivalent to approximately 7.5 miles. So the farthest we've ever dug into Earth is 8 miles, almost 8 miles. So have we ever had any actual evidence of what they're teaching in schools and teaching in textbooks and indoctrinating children on about the fact of the Earth? Do we have any actual scientific proof or evidence on this? Unless something awful happens to our planet, we will never have a direct observation of Earth's core. Just another thing that we've never been able to observe, prove, test, or detect. But they have absolutely no problem stating that we can find Earth's core at 1,802 miles below Earth's surface, even though we've only dug less than 8 miles down. And they have no problem saying what it's like in the core when we are nowhere near it and have never been able to detect what it is, but they are certain and they're very sure on what is down there. Okay, 1,802 miles compared to 8 miles, you guys. How would they have any idea with that huge margin missing? How would they have any clue what's down there? And just in case you guys don't know what indoctrination is, it's the process of teaching a person or group to accept a set of beliefs uncritically. So it's accepting beliefs without any proof. Here's another example of just that on the globe. So just to reiterate, the furthest we've drilled into the Earth is around 12 kilometers, which is equivalent to almost 8 miles, while the distance to the center is over 500 times farther than what we've actually dug. Yet they are telling people what is down there when we are nowhere near it. And then it starts talking about how flat Earth is propaganda and how we know we don't live on a disk, even though nobody believes that we live on a disk. And just to reiterate, what else can't be observed, detected, or proven on the globe is gravity. It's a theory, not a fact. Absolutely no proof of it, absolutely no evidence. Can't test it, can't detect it. And the motion of the Earth. Because you and everything else, including Earth's oceans, atmosphere, are spinning along with the Earth at the same constant speed. So gravity can't be detected, the Earth's motion can't be detected, and the inside of the Earth cannot be detected. All crucial things of the globe. And by the way, the definition of science is to study through observation and experiment. Okay, guys, I'm gonna address a question that I get constantly. If Earth is flat, why are all the other planets round? Why are all the other planets spheres? Here's the answer. The other planets are not planets. They are luminaries. They are lights. Here is Saturn. Here's what Saturn really looks like. That's a true image. And here is what NASA shows you. Please look at the difference between real and a cartoon that you believe. Take that in for a second. Another example, here's Mars. Here is real Mars. And here is the cartoon Mars. Okay? It's a light. It's a luminary. A luminary. Okay? Not a surface planet. Not a surface planet. Here's Venus, and I would like to point something out about this. You can see when you zoom in very closely to stars and the planets, water ripples. Okay? Water ripples. Here is a side-by-side comparison of planets next to real images of these planets that are lights. Okay? Why are NASA images not even close to reality? Why? Another side-by-side, pause to read. They say that Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune are gas giants and are not surfaces. They're made of gas. But isn't it interesting, look, that Mars and Venus look the same as these planets that they say are gas? These are clearly not surfaces either. Before you bring up the moon is the same exact idea. The moon is a light. Okay? That's why the closer you get up to it, the more it fades away. It disappears into the sky. You could see stars through it. Clouds have been seen through it. If it was a surface rock, that would not be possible. We didn't land on the moon because you can't land on the moon because it's not a surface. If it was, light would reflect off it the way it does on any sphere. It illuminates itself. Think about this. If you believe in God and a creator, and you also believe in outer space and the globe, you need to understand that those two things are not the same and they don't correlate, and you have to pick one because they contradict each other completely. The moon is a lesser light to govern the night. And before you say that I don't understand science, let's read the definition of science. The study of the structure and behavior of the physical and natural world through observation and experiment. Remember, science, not CGI. You can observe that the planets are not surfaces by zooming in on them, and you can see that they are not. The heliocentric model was created to deceive you and deny God. He made us the center of creation, not the sun. Okay, guys, I really want you to think about this. Like, critically think. Water needs a container, okay? So if we're on a globe, how would there be a container on a sphere? If you think about a pool, I was just with my friends yesterday in a pool, and I got them thinking, talking about this. Picture a pool without the container. How is the water being held in without some kind of container? That's exactly what the globe is. You can't have a container on a sphere, guys. This is the biggest, most obvious thing about how we're not on a spinning globe, is that there's no container on a globe. There is a flat earth, a flat surface, and a container holding the water in, which is the Antarctic wall. There's no way around needing a container to hold the water in. We have a container holding the water in. There has to be. You cannot deny that water needs a container, and that water always finds its level, and that it has to have something to hold it in. I really, really, really want you guys to think about this before commenting. Water doesn't bend around a ball. Water doesn't act like this. It acts like the flat, the last one. It doesn't bend to a sphere, and it never will, and it physically can't. This does not have a container holding it, and don't say gravity. Do not say gravity. It's very crucial to understand that gravity only works on the globe heliocentric model. Gravity is a force that is designed to explain how anything would ever work on a globe. It's just designed to deceive you. This doesn't make any sense. Gravity is strong enough to hold a tank, cruise ships, bodies of water in place, but it's not strong enough to hurt a butterfly flying or a duck swimming or crushing us. Helium balloons completely defy gravity altogether. Just try for 1 second to use your senses and instinct instead of what you've been told. Does this make sense to you? Do you really think that rain is falling upside down and waterfalls are falling upside down and cruise ships are being held upside down by gravity? Is it really so much harder to believe that we're just on the same surface under the same sky, and the sky isn't this like round thing? The sky, you guys, would be around the entire globe. Like, the sky above us is under us also on the other side of the world, opposite ends, because it's a sphere. Is that really harder to believe than that we're on a globe and gravity is somehow holding everything in, and that the sky is all around? You have to think about this. Is that really harder to believe than the globe? Guys, if the Earth was a globe, we would see a physical curve, and it would be a physical barrier, and it isn't, and it never has been, and it never will be. The Earth is flat. You know what's not provable, detectable, or observable? The motion of the Earth. You know what else isn't?
Gravity. You know what else isn't? Earth's curve that can't seem to be found without CGI or a fisheye lens. Interesting how water is always level. Water is used as a level to level things out. Why would water be flat on a sphere? It does not look like that. It looks like that. Water does not curve. If you have a ball or a circle or a sphere, however you want to say it, water would separate if it was on a ball. No matter how big the ball is, it doesn't matter. There is no straight line on any size ball. There's no straight line. Water should bend to the ball if gravity is holding it, but it doesn't. It lays flat. Why? Is it because it's not a globe? Maybe it is. And before you say boats go over the curve, no, they don't. It looks like it's going over something to the human eye, but it's all about perspective and illusion. This has been proven. This has been tested. You can even do it yourself. The boat is staying completely level. If you zoom in with a camera or use a laser test, it is still completely level. It just looks like that to the human eye, but it is still level. This has been tested. Same thing with the sun. The sun is not going over a curve. It's going straight. And it looks like it's going like this. It's the same as a hallway. When it gets narrow, it's perspective and illusion. It has nothing to do with a curve. There is no curve to be found. This has been tested. This has been proven. And I have a video on it if you want to see Dave Weiss explain how this works. You know what is observable and provable, though? The constellations seem to come back in the same exact fixed position every single year in the same night. As long as there's clear skies, you could see the same exact star pattern in the sky. If we are moving 500,000 miles per hour, how would that be possible? Also, Polaris, the North Star, never moves. That star stays exactly where it is always and has never moved since the beginning of time, never has moved. If we are flying through space at 500,000 miles per hour, how is the star still in the same exact spot? We even have Georgia Guidestones to show the star through the hole. It's like they're showing us. It doesn't move. No, it is not, because it is billions and billions and billions of miles away. And oh, in a billion years from now, it'll be in a different spot, but we won't be around for that. It is a cover up to hide where we live. Please understand. The radius value of Earth is 3959. If that was accurate, the horizon should not be 10 plus miles away from us. It should be 1.2 miles away. I'll put the equation right here. Since we know and have tested that the horizon is 10 plus miles away, we should have the radius value at 264,000 miles. Please tell me in what world there would be 1,000% error between just less than 4,000 and well over 200,000. That's a huge margin of error. The Earth is flat. Love this question. Thank you for asking. Here's why. Do you guys know how much money NASA makes a day? Just take a guess. 60 million. 60 million a day. In one day. A day. Without outer space and the globe and all of their lies, they wouldn't be able to make this much money. It's all based on lies. They are pocketing this money. Another reason is to hide land. If we do not know the shape of the Earth, if they hide the shape of the Earth to everybody, we don't know where land could be. We think it's a globe, right? So imagine if it wasn't, and there's this ice wall, and like the land beyond the ice wall that we cannot go to because every country signed this treaty forbidding us to go there or explore or anything at all. Another reason is to hide a creator. So the flat Earth firmament has no other explanation other than a creator. There's no way that that could be possible without God. So outer space being vast and infinite, never ending, all of these other life forms and potential other like galaxies and whatever, all of that stuff takes away from how important and special we actually are. So they want you to feel like you're a speck of dust in the universe, that you mean absolutely nothing. They want you to feel insignificant. That's another reason. It's for control, brainwashing. They have diehard Christians and Catholics and whatever religion denying God without even knowing it by believing in outer space. Do you follow what I'm saying? It's actually really messed up when you think about it. People that go to church and, you know, worship and everything, they believe in the Bible and they preach the Bible, but they completely leave out God's creation. They completely leave out that he made us. They believe in outer space still. It's like it's one or the other. You can't believe in both because they don't correlate at all. It's very interesting. I just learned about this and it's like been like, whoa. These people that are telling you that it's a globe, they hide it in plain sight. They know the truth. They know that it's not a globe. They know that outer space doesn't exist. They're aware they're doing this on purpose. So the people that are defending the lie don't realize that the people that started the lie know the truth. So yeah, hiding a creator, hiding land, and money. Money are the three biggest reasons why they have such an extensive lie about this. And let me show you a couple examples of how they hide it in plain sight. Look at these organizations and their logos. Every single one of these is a flat earth map. The United Nations on the top left. Look at this. This is literally a flat earth map. 33 boxes inside. 33 is a number for the Freemasons. They put it right in your face. Why would these huge organizations that preach the globe have a flat earth map as their logo? What would be the reason for that? We know that water always finds its level. Every ocean, every body of water is going to lay flat. If it was a ball, it would separate. You can't have water on a sphere. It doesn't work. Hidden in plain sight. I might have to make a part two for this, but I hope that answers your question. If you think flat earth is stupid, it's because you're thinking of a stupid flat earth. Flat earth is not a floating disk in the heliocentric model. The heliocentric model is designed for the globe. It only works with the globe. They're two completely different concepts. You need to understand that first of all. Second, if you think it's stupid to not believe in gravity, understand that gravity does not correlate with flat earth. Gravity is a concept that was made up to fit the globe narrative. The globe narrative fits the heliocentric model. Those three things are their own model. It's a theory, it's a conspiracy. A lot of people don't know this, but let me tell you, NASA, Antarctica Treaty, globe propaganda, and the globe model being taught in school systems all started in the same decade, all together. This was a plan to brainwash the entire world, and the generation that was taught flat earth is dying. We need to understand the truth. If I asked you how fast the Earth is spinning, how fast is it chasing the sun, how fast is it orbiting the sun, would you know how to answer those questions? Do you even know what you believe? No, you don't. So let me tell you, the Earth is spinning at 1,000 miles per hour. As it's spinning 1,000 miles per hour, it's rotating the sun at 66,616 miles per hour. Okay, so spinning at 1,000 miles per hour, rotating at 66,000 miles per hour, and chasing the sun at 500,000 miles per hour, all at the same time. That's what you believe if you believe in the globe. Do you know how ridiculous that is? But we don't feel any of it, right? Let me continue. You think it's stupid not to believe in gravity? Listen to how stupid this is. If you believe in gravity, you believe that waterfalls are falling upside down, rain falls upside down. If I jump, I'm jumping upside down. This invisible force is strong enough to hold trillions, I don't even know, tons of water. Strong enough to hold these tons of bodies of water, strong enough to hold the Titanic upside down on the globe. But it's also delicate enough to not harm a butterfly flying. Do you know how delicate butterflies' wings are? There is no such thing as a force that is strong enough to do one thing and gentle enough to do another. It is a made-up concept to be able to explain how things are upside down on the globe model that does not exist. If you believe in the globe and gravity, this is what you believe. We are all under the same sky. The sky is not a circle around the globe. It is above all of us on the same level. The sun is not the center of the universe. Earth is. We are the center of the universe. We are the center of God's creation, whether you want to accept that or not. Water always finds its level. Water always fills its container. You cannot do that on a circle. Water does not curve. Water doesn't bend with a globe. It would separate. There would be a middle ground. We would see the curve. We would see the horizon if the earth was truly a curve. There is no curve. It is not a globe. Wake up to your reality. I watched the best video I have ever seen in my entire life, and I need to share it with you guys. When I tell you this video is full of proof, real evidence, science, math, real science, not pseudoscience. This is what it's called, The Next Level. It's on YouTube. I literally cried. It's amazing. Regardless of what you believe, you really should watch this video. It's just incredible. When you finally realize the truth, the feeling is just, I can't even describe to you. I just want everyone to feel what I feel. If you're interested in finding out where the lie started, how it started, why it started, and why we're taught what we're taught, why we're not taught the truth, this video is perfect to explain it. The best thing that you can do for yourself is put your ego aside and let the truth set you free, because it will. All right, guys, why do objects fall at the same rate in a vacuum chamber? I know what you're gonna say. You're gonna start talking about gravity, just like Google says, but the real answer is not gravity. The real reason is air resistance. There is no air resistance in a vacuum chamber. Air resistance is a force that is caused by air, a force that acts in the opposite direction as an object falling. So if an object is falling through the air is resisting it. There is none of this in a vacuum chamber. Air resistance makes light objects fall slower, making them float for a while. Here's an example. When a feather falls, it falls slowly because the air is in its way. If you dropped a feather and a golf ball at the same time in a vacuum, a space with no air, the feather would drop as fast as the golf ball because of a lack of air resistance. There is no air resistance in a vacuum chamber. It has nothing to do with gravity. Gravity is the most irrelevant, unnecessary thing. And let's not forget how much we love symbolism. Let's not forget what year gravity was discovered, okay? Of course, it was 1666. Of course. Now I'm going to play a video for you of an electric engineer from 1974 that debunked gravity.
That speed, that wheel has enough energy to throw itself 200 feet in the air. Did you notice that as it went round in the circle, there was no centrifugal force trying to pull my arm out sideways? Let's just do it once more to save time. We've already spun it up. So here goes 40 pounds of wheel, as light as a feather. This is not a conjuring trick. This is a fact of science. Watch it again carefully. A fact about a spinning wheel. So far, everyone has missed.
Notice how he said it's a fact of science. A fact of science. And remember, the definition of science is to study through observation and experiment, which is what he did. Also remember, gravity is a theory, not a fact. And let's not forget what a theory is. A theory is just an idea. It's just an idea. It's an idea, a theory, not a scientific fact. No one has ever proved it because it doesn't exist. And before you say there's a difference between a theory and a scientific theory, understand that the observation behind gravity is literally things fall due to density, and air resistance makes things fall at different rates, and it makes it not fall at different rates in a vacuum chamber because there's no air resistance. So where is gravity needed? Ever wonder what a real photo of Earth looks like without CGI or a fisheye lens? Look no further. CGI, fisheye lens. This is just a fisheye lens on this one, but hi, how are you? That's what it really looks like. Just flat, horizon, horizontal, horizon, plane, flat plane. NASA's photo at 75,000 feet. Interesting how there's a fisheye lens on that one too. Oh, and then an amateur photo at 120,000 feet, which is way higher. And it's completely flat. Is that not weird to you? If you're looking for a real photo of Earth using NASA or other space agencies, you're looking at the wrong places because you're not going to find one there. Which cartoon CGI made up design drawn by CGI artists do you believe in that you live on? These are all so different. Why are they so different? Why are the continent sizes so different?
Yep. And through the night sky as it hits another thrust set right there. Just see the trail it's leaving behind. Absolutely amazing. And to describe it to you, and you can see it, but from the ground, it almost looks as though a cloud of smoke with its own mind is just shooting through the sky. This is absolutely incredible. Again, you're watching the SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launch from Vandenberg Air Force Base, this visible from Bakersfield. Absolutely incredible.
You guys are not ready for this one. So my friend Jeremy explained this one to me when I was questioning how do we have satellites in outer space showing us Earth that you can zoom in, you can even see in your own driveway, your own house. How do we have this if outer space and satellites aren't really there? So Here we go. So here's the Google Earth. Interesting how it has this white perimeter around it. What is that, the Antarctic wall? Like, what would that be? Come on. Anyway, this is completely fake painted drawing of a globe, but I'm just zooming into just a random place, and you will see, keep watching very closely. Watch for the change. Right now. See that? See that switch? That's a painting to real images from a plane. This is not a satellite in outer space. See that? Zooming in, you can see these are real images from a plane. Don't be fooled.
You know what's really interesting to me? Every single person that I've asked, is gravity a fact? They say yes. Gravity is not a fact. If you don't believe me, you can simply Google it, but it's literally called the gravitational theory. It's a theory. It has never been proven and can never be proven. So isn't it weird how every single person believes that it's a fact? That's indoctrination. So I'm wondering why, if gravity is a theory, can I look it up anywhere? I can find any article, any information, multiple books on it at the library, anywhere. But when I look up flat earth or a flat earth book, it's really hard to find any information on a flat earth, even though they're both theories. Does that make sense? And I'm going to show you what it looks like when you Google proof of a flat earth. Just look what it looks like. Fighting flat earth theory, how to debate a flat earther. Are flat earthers being serious? Here's some more. I don't know about you, but to me, that's a red flag.
I'm sorry. Not everybody fits in the bad bitch genre. It's a genre. Not everybody fits on the Rasta.